It's 5 a.m. and pitch blackout. The air is icy. Every breath freezes on my scarf and nose. As the wolves go quiet, coyotes begin their chorus. Here I am, listening to the dogs of Yellowstone start their day. In the darkness, I can only listen. And while it's unnerving, it's also exhilarating. I'm Elena Gratton. I'm an undergrad researcher interested in the sounds of nature and storytelling. The wolves and coyotes you just heard were from a recording trip I took to Yellowstone National Park in January of 2018. During trips like these, we go out into the wilderness and record audio, hoping to hear something like this. Or this. Gathering cool and informative nature recordings like these is one step of the Sounds of Nature and Stories from Science project, which is the brainchild of these two people.
I'm Dr. Jacob Jobe, and I'm a natural sounds recordist and manager of the Colorado State University Listening Lab.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jarrett. I'm an editor, audio producer, and natural sound recordist at Yellowstone National Park.
The Sounds of Nature and Stories from Science project is a collaboration between the Colorado State University Listening Lab and Yellowstone National Park. It was designed to foster the ability of aspiring science communicators like myself by connecting people with Yellowstone through natural sounds. To achieve this, I've helped turn field recordings from the park, like those you just heard, into recordings for the Yellowstone Online Sound Library. I then use the library to create audio postcards, which are fun and informative sound bites like this.
Elk bugles echo across Yellowstone Lake.
Working on this project has been very rewarding, because listening to Yellowstone adds another dimension to the beautiful landscape. The inclusion of natural sounds creates a more immersive and well-rounded story by adding an element of emotion and mentally transporting a listener to a specific place. For instance, think about the wolf recording at the start of the story. Not many people are fortunate enough to be able to hear wolves howling in the wild. Sharing a sound that is an essential part of wilderness is another way to help people fully experience Yellowstone. Additionally, recording wolves, or any animal for that matter, can be a great way to start conversations about important conservation matters by giving a voice to the animals. While recording in Yellowstone is amazing, most of my work doesn't happen in the park. It happens from in front of a computer while listening to field recordings. First, remote audio recorders are left in the park to record for a period of time. Then, those recordings make their way to the listening lab, where I scour them for interesting sounds to be shared with the public. I end up finding a lot of this. And some of this. But I also frequently hear this. That's an airplane flying over the park, like one you might take when going on a trip. And those overflights can be pretty frustrating. A place can be quiet enough to hear a hummingbird, and then... But airplanes aren't the only human noise source present in the park.
I'm excited about that. That's going to be good.
Human-associated noise is pretty regular in most of the recordings I listen to, and contribute to an issue known as noise pollution. Noise pollution can cause a number of issues, including altering animal behavior and affecting human health. But when I, and pretty much anyone, visits Yellowstone, that's largely what you hear: other people. At this point, people are as much a part of Yellowstone as the animals are. The Roosevelt Arch at the north entrance says, "For the benefit and enjoyment of the people." And one of my goals is to help people enjoy the park via natural sounds. However, while the mission of the National Park Service focuses on visitor enjoyment, it's also about managing ecosystems and natural resources for future generations. Natural sounds are one component of those resources. So, as parks become more and more crowded with people, we also have more and more noise pollution threatening those natural sounds. That's why non-invasive acoustical monitoring, like I do, is so important. It highlights the diversity of sounds in the park while allowing us to monitor the encroachment of noise pollution, all while making sure you stay informed and engaged. So, the next time you're in Yellowstone or any natural area, enjoy moments like these.
Let's go to Lamar and Hike Lamar.
But take a moment and listen for moments like this. Because if this job has taught me anything, it's that so long as you listen, you're bound to hear something special.